Last week, the commander of the New York District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers toured Lake Champlain projects that improve water quality and prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. Colonel Thomas Asbury tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley that his third visit to the watershed focused on invasive species prevention efforts.
Along with Commissioner Emily Bodecker, the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation for the state of Vermont, her and I just signed a project partnership agreement that extends a authority that we have for aquatic species control. That provides additional funding for another year in order to continue to do this management and control of aquatic invasive species.
What are your impressions of the breadth of the work that's being done across the basin?
I think they have the right controls in place. I think we have the right agreements in place. And as we continue to receive, you know, programmatic funding, and we have the authority to each year sign a new agreement that, you know, extends our ability to continue to work together, we certainly have the opportunity to continue this management, because left unchecked or unmanaged, it would become a problem. We started on the New York side along the Champlain Canal site, and then we moved up to South Bay, where we were watching or experienced firsthand the mechanical harvesting of the water chestnut. I was actually impressed by the work crew that's down there. It truly is a community and a collaborative effort in order to manage this problem.
Colonel Asbury, you mentioned Fort Anne. One of the things that have been proposed there is an aquatic invasive species barrier to prevent more invasives coming in. And many of the invasives, when they do enter the lake, are microscopic initially. Do you think a barrier would be effective?
We're actually evaluating that. Actually, a barrier that would be constructed, and then we discussed the possibility of some sort of like boat lift, and then you would have a decontamination station. And no decision's been made, but we're definitely looking at the possibilities and opportunities in the future to continue to further manage the invasive species.
Colonel, how invested is the Corps regarding invasive prevention and eliminating infestations once they're recognized in a water body?
The Corps, we're really one of the only federal agencies that has the unique authority in order to mitigate or manage aquatic invasive species. The current study that we're working on, and we hope to finish by summer 2020, is going to look at what other opportunities we can do. I don't think there's the possibility to completely eradicate these type of species. I think what we can do is mitigate and prevent further infestation or migration of species into other systems that they currently do not exist.
Commander Thomas Asbury and Army Corps of Engineers staff itinerary included visiting a breakwater to discuss its reconstruction and impact on fishery restoration, a decontamination station, and kayaking to assess water chestnut infestation and help harvest the invasive plant. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.